I don't know if you've had the opportunity to watch any of the Summer Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil this past week, but one of the things I enjoy watching are the panoramic camera shots of the city of Rio. It is a beautiful city, isn't it? Located just north of the Tropic of Capricorn in the Atlantic Ocean, Rio de Janeiro is surrounded by these breathtaking mountains and the waters of the Guanabara Bay. But what I like best about these aerial camera shots over the city of Rio is that they can't help but show us that huge statue of Jesus Christ, King of the universe and Savior of the world. It is impossible to miss this statue. The statue is called Cristo Redentor, Christ the Redeemer. It's located at the very, very tippy top of the 2,300-foot Corcovado Mountain overlooking the city of Rio. It took 9 years to build this statue of our Lord from 1922 until it was dedicated on October the 12th, 1931. The statue is 98 feet tall, and if you include the base, it's 125 feet tall. And our Lord's hands are outstretched. Maybe you've seen them in those aerial shots, as if he were on the cross, 92 feet wide from end to end. So almost as wide as it is tall. And our Lord's hands are extended as if to say, I don't love you this much, I don't love you this much, I love you this much. His hands are extended as if to say, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will refresh you. Come to me. I will not reject anyone who comes to me. His hands in a statue are pierced, reminding us of the suffering he endured for our salvation. And you can see on his chest his most sacred heart burning with love for each one of us. In an ever-increasing secular society, utterly void of anything to do with God or religion, the people of Rio de Janeiro have this huge statue of Jesus looking over them, with no one arguing that the statue should be taken down because it offends them. Indeed, in 2010, when the statue was thoroughly being cleaned and restored, some vandals spray-painted the arms of the statue, to which the mayor of Rio called the vandalism a crime against the nation. It was so bad. I'm told, fortunately, the culprits apologized and turned themselves into the police. This powerful statue of Cristo Redentor in Rio was in my mind as we heard those beautiful opening verses of chapter 12 from St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us rid ourselves of every burden and sin that clings to us and persevere in running the race that lies before us while keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, the leader and perfecter of faith. As St. Paul often does in his letters, he uses a lot of athletic analogies and sport similes. I picture the great cloud of witnesses in a giant Olympic stadium cheering us on, looking down at us and interceding for the faithful who are still running the race to heaven. The passage says, let us rid ourselves of every weight of sin. Another athletic metaphor. Just as the Olympic athletes don't want any excess weight on their bodies for bicycling or swimming or sprinting, We don't want the weight of sin on our souls as we're running our race, hoping to win the real prize, not gold, silver, or bronze, but the prize of eternal life in heaven. St. Paul says, Jesus endured the cross for us in order that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. These are very, very specific Greek words used by athletes who faint and collapse after they have run past the finish line. So using another athletic metaphor, St. Paul says, don't give up. Don't collapse before you reach the finish line. And how is that possible? How do we not grow weary or faint-hearted while running our race to heaven? St. Paul tells us by keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus. And so back to the beginning. Every person coming to Rio for the Olympics has to look upon the huge statue of Jesus. They can't avoid seeing it. And the media and the cameras can't Photoshop it out. There is no way around keeping your eyes on that statue. As the athletes compete in their various contests, they have this huge statue of Jesus looking over their shoulder because our Lord is really looking over their shoulder. He really is watching over them. And how do they keep up their stamina and not grow weary or faint-hearted? In their souls, the only possible way is to keep their eyes fixed on Jesus. Whether they know it or not, whether they like it or not, every person coming to Rio has Jesus Christ as their God and Savior. No exceptions. And there our Lord's arms are outstretched as he was on the cross. Our Lord's arms are outstretched, inviting everyone in Rio, everyone in the world, to come to him and not to be afraid. And that's why we faithful runners come to Mass Sunday after Sunday after Sunday to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus so that we don't grow weary or lose heart.